Brudge. Then by staying in Brudge, and then by staying here, Krishna will surely make one meet his associates. By staying anywhere else, this fruit is not had. It will be had, but as long as the shelter of the Premi Bhaktas, the association of the Premi Bhaktas is not had, then until then, the Swarup of Bhagavan's Kripa will not be realized. This Bhagavad Kripa will only be realized when one comes to Vrajadham and takes shelter and has Samadhi Gyan with the associates of Krishna. As much as you consider Bhagavan's Bhaktas to be your own, you have Mamata for them, then according to that Mamata for his associates, you will have Samanda with him as well. Therefore, in this Damodar Leela, it has been said clearly. The author is saying, I pray to the Dham, to that rope which is binding Krishna. Why? The rope has the abode of all effulgence, Shakti, that even Parabrahma has been bound by it. In this world, he is master of this Vishwa Brahmanda. He is the controller of these 14 worlds. And is the control of everything else that exists. It is not easy to bind him. But Yashoda Mata, she can control Krishna. By staying in the Siddha Bhumika, she has shown how sadhana should be done. Oh, one should be very patient and pray to Prabhu, and Prabhu will accept one's prayers. This is especially the speciality in this Leela. The speciality of Vatsala Rasa has been shown. If anyone thinks this cannot happen, that Bhagavan cannot be bound, then this rope that is binding Krishna, I offer my obeisances to that rope and also to his belly. Just see how exalted his stomach is. Yashoda Mata, she desires that I should bind Krishna and keep him with me. But then the author is saying, Srimati Radhika is most dear to Bhagavan. She is his Swarup Shakti. As long as one doesn't take shelter of her, then one will face so many difficulties in one's sadhana. Yashoda Mata, she tried binding Krishna, but she found it difficult to bind Krishna. Therefore, the author says, when the author offer pranams to Radharani, then this way Yashoda Maya, she prayed to Narayan that he is born from my own stomach. I cannot bind him, but kindly you must save my honor now. I have to bind him. He is my son. That time she remembered. That the gopis, the Rajadevis, are very dear to Bhagavan, and among them Radharani is very exalted. Therefore, until now, her name had not been uttered. And as soon as he uttered Radharani's name, who is the foremost of all the gopis, then she was bound automatically. He was bound. Because Radharani, her worship is topmost. She is Nityapriya. Because of such Priti, she has controlled him. She has bound him. So this Priti is the best means for binding Krishna, this love. Therefore, Namo Radhikai Tadiya Priyai. I don't offer pranams to only Krishna. Rather, I offer pranam to He who is the beloved Srimati Radhika. So here Radharani's name is taken, has been taken. Since she is worshipful for the entire world, who's Sri Krishna himself, who is worshipped by the entire world, has been bound now. So Sanatana Goswami, he is saying, then Bhagavan himself, he's given his wealth to Swarup Shakti Radharani. Just as Narayan, he told Lakshmi, those who worship me, who desire me, you should. I am Lakshmipati. So you should make them prosper. But if anyone wants only you, then don't go near them. So one worships Bhagavan Narayan, then if one worships Narayan, then Lakshmi is favorable to that person. But if only one worships only her, then she will not favor him so much. So one may worship Krishna as much as he wants, but as long as he is not taking shelter of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet, worship her, not done kirtan of her names, then Krishna's mercy will never be had, will never be controlled. Therefore, it has been said, Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya. Bhagavan is Ananta Leela, Ananta Shakti. So this way, in this Nitya Leela, not that you do Bhagavan Seva for one day and then you act as you wish. This will not be Nitya, eternal. Ananta Leela means the Nitya Leela in Gokul. You should offer pranams to those Leelas in Gokul. Why? Leelas for one day, one murta have been described. But to describe all the Leelas is not possible. Therefore, the author has prayed, Ananta Leelaya, that you have performed so many Leelas, Ananta Leelas, that which Leela should I describe here? Therefore, we heard before, in Nalkuver and Manigrave, Bhagavan, he told them, now you should always do kirtan of my Leelas. This is your seva. I have accepted you eternally. And he gave them these names, Siddhakanta, Madhukanta, he gave them their forms which will never change. And by Sri Guru, having received mantras from him, Bhagavan, he takes responsibility. As long as Guru has not accepted one, then he is independent. Means he is like an orphan. He doesn't have any master. There's no one to look after him. Guru accepts anyone, then that time Bhagavan himself will take full responsibility for him. Bhagavan is always looking after everyone, but the fruits of one's karma, the jiva can act as he wishes. But this is called karma. This can be either by sat karma, ko karma, karma, vikarma, different types of karma. Can lead to good things, bad things. And they say the fruits of every action must be enjoyed or suffered. So if one does anything for Bhagavan's prem, then this is not karma. He doesn't have to suffer but because of the fruits of his karma. Why? Bhagavan himself takes responsibility and he gives, in this way he arranges that Bhagavan himself can be served eternally. That one can do Shravan of his Bhagavat Naam, Rup Gun Lila Kirtan. He takes responsibility himself. In this way he has him relish Shravan and Kirtan. Shiv Thakur himself is always doing Kirtan of this Bhagavat Leela. For this, the poison of sansar, when the ocean was being churned, poison came out. The entire world started to burn. Everyone was suffering because of this poison. In the time everyone prayed that Prabhu do something. At the time Shiv Thakur, he drank that poison. So, one who relishes this Leela Ras, makes others relish Leela Ras, how can this poison affect him? Even this poison became very nectarian. When Prahlad was staying with Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu, he told his wife Kayadu, you gave birth to this son. For 60,000 years you kept him inside your womb. Now he's against me. He's very poisonous. You know, if you give him poison, if he dies, then only will I consider you to be a chaste wife. But if you keep such a son who is against me, who is against your husband, then you are also unchaste. So what do you want? You desire your husband or your this son? Then Kayadi, she became very sad. She said, how can I give poison to my own son? Prahlad, for 60,000 years, he had relished this nectar from Naradushi. So this poison could not affect him. So when Kayadu gave this poison to Prahlad, so she became very sad. But she had to follow Hiranyakashipu's order. What is the rule of the devotees? Whatever they have, whatever they receive, without offering to Bhagavan, they will never accept. So Prahlad, he would offer this poison, but how can he offer poison to Bhagavan? At the time, what did Bhagavad Shakti do? She took the poisonous nature of this. She stole the poison from this thing that Kayadu offered. And they say Prahlad would never offer anything which is so poisonous to Bhagavan. Sometimes there are some who offer tea, ganja, bhang, charas to Bhagavan. They smoke marijuana, they'll offer this marijuana to Bhagavan. Saying, Bhagavan, I'm offering this marijuana to you. So you should not offer such tamasic things to Bhagavan. Some say, whatever I do is Shastra. So such foolish people, the Shastra doesn't never accepts the arguments of such foolish people, because the fruit is very bad. Therefore, it is said that Bhagavan himself, that these Ananta Leela, these infinite pastimes, this is the, he is given this adhikar to do kirtan. So when Srimati Radhika's mercy is bestowed on someone, then this desire, this desire to enjoy sansara and this karma bandhan, bondage, all these different types of coverings will go away forever. As long as one doesn't do shravan of Bhagavan's Leela Kathas, doesn't take shelter of Radharani, then there's no one to free one from these coverings, from these avarans. There is no solution also by which we can become free from this gross and subtle body and be established in our sarup, and this way become situated in this Nitya Seva, in Bhagavan's Dham. Because as long as this gross body is present, then we are bound. In this subtle body is a semblance of consciousness. Even when the body is resting, the mind doesn't rest. Mind is always going here and there. To have mukti is very difficult. Mind can either be the cause of bondage or mukti, liberation. Prabhupada has said, "Oh wicked mind, what kind of Vaishnava are you? Your bhajan is only hypocrisy, deceit." Prabhupada himself has written a very nice kirtan saying, "Oh dushta mind, wicked mind. For Pratishtha, you're doing solitary bhajan. This is hypocrisy. The desire for wealth, women, men are like, is like a tigress which will devour one. Kanak, Kamini, everything should be engaged in Madhav's seva. Whatever we see in this world, if we don't offer these things to Krishna, who is the master, who is the proprietor, then we think we are the proprietors, then what is this? Cheating. We came naked, we'll go naked from this world. Came to this world for 2 days. This world is a very temporary place. No one will stay in this world continuously. We'll have to leave this world. So why not become aware of his spiritual nature from this very day? Why are you trying to make nice homes? Trying wasting your time. Try to make some arrangements for the place you have to go. Therefore, when a person surrenders himself to Prabhu's lotus feet, then this Leela Shakti of Prabhu, Leela Shakti will make him relish this nectar, by which the Atma will realize his swarup for Prabhu's seva. And will literally be established in his relationship with Sri Bhagavan. So if someone that has not had, then he'll like to do Shravan Kirtan, this Jada Leela. Bhagavan, he accepts different incarnations, like Narsing Avatar, performed very fearsome pastimes as Narsinga. So that time one will have ruchi to listen to Bhagavan's Leela Katha. Sometimes one will listen to Ram Leela, full of karuna, so much compassion. Even now people, they recite this Rama and do dramas. Says Leela Shakti has such power that it can free one from this bondage to this material world. And give this Seva Adhikar to serve give all kinds of qualities, good qualities, good sense of discrimination, patience. No need to even achieve mukti then. One will be free from these sins. Anarthas, it will be very easy for him. Doesn't have to think about becoming free from his anarthas. They'll automatically go away. Like you see, there's a big pile of cotton. And you put fire to it, it'll burn in less than a moment. Similarly, when you listen to Bhagavan's Leela Katha, then you don't even have to care about your anarthas. They automatically go away. If one bathes in this nectarian Ganga like flow, Bhagavan's Leela Katha, this is sadhana. Because there are 9 types of devotion, bhakti. Say Sukadeva Goswami, he did kirtan, Prahlad did smaran, Hanuman did dasya, Arjun did sakya. The different types of sadhana to please Bhagavan. But Parikshit, he did shravan. He didn't do any sadhana. He only listened to Bhagavan's Leela Katha. He just kept drinking this Leela Katha ras. So if anyone drinks this Leela Katha ras, he will be free from this pap tap, rokshok, duk bhai. Be free from all these things. And having achieved his nitya swarup, he will be eternally engaged in Bhagavan's seva. Therefore, this Rasleela should always do Shravan Kirtan. This is most beneficial for the Jivas. And then this Hridrog, Vikritam Rajavidir Kavidam Idam Chavishnu. One listens to faith, one listens to this Rasleela with faith, and this heart disease of lust will leave one. Shiv Thakur is doing Katha Kirtan, and he's saying that as long as this heart disease remains, then he'll always be suffering from the heat of this Hridrog. Because if you're pained at heart, then this is very painful. One, you say, if there's a thorn piercing you, then you'll realize how this troubling is so much. So when one listens to this Leela Katha, Vraj Leela, then this Hridrog will leave him forever. And then this bhakti will be had, para bhakti, prema bhakti. And then one will render seva to Bhagavan, so much prem. Now you do not have so much ruchi and you're bound by inertia, foolishness. But when you listen to Bhagavan's Leela Katha, then this essence of Leela Katha means Bhagavad Shakti will empower you, will be transmitted inside you. So, wherever the sadhus are engaged in Shravan Kirtan of Bhagavan's Leela Katha, by such Shravan Kirtan, the Shakti is automatically instilled. Shakti never diminishes. Now you're doing sadhan, bhajan, even if you die, still, you'll never lose anything. Your sadhana will always be increasing, even in your next life. Therefore, to relish this Leela Ras is the best means to relish this Leela Ras. As long as these senses are not fed this Leela Katha Ras, then until the mind and senses will never be peaceful. One does Leela Shravan Kirtan or this Leela Katha, Then we heard, who doesn't have Preeti for Bhagwan? Once Bhagwan, he went to Bali dressed as Brahmin, Bamandev. Very beautiful. Very everyone attracted by his beauty. Even Bali Maharaj, king of the Asuras, became bewildered on witnessing his beauty. And his guru told him, saying, oh Bali, he's not an ordinary boy. This small Brahmin, he is Vishnu himself. He's come to cheat you. But Bali Maharaj said, no matter who he is, if he is Vishnu, then everything is his. But I have made a sankalpa that I'll give him everything, even if he is Vishnu. See, sometimes his sister, his daughter, his wife, they became bewildered on seeing this boy, saying, oh, if I had a son like him, then I'd look after him. So much love. See, Bhagwan in his different forms, they're very beautiful. And when you listen to his Leela Katha, when Bhagwan enters into your heart, the form of Katharas, then the Shakti will be fill up here in your heart. And it'll be bound in your heart, Bhagwan. Therefore, the best sadhan is to listen to this Katha. Before Kartik Varat, Urja Varat, Niyam Seva, when these different festivals appear, then Gurudev says, first of all, you should do Shravan Kirtan of Bhagwan's Leela Katha. Wake up during Brahma Muhurta. And then remember Damodar and all his associates, his Katha, and by drink, and he will make you relish this nectar and Leela Ras. And then this will have Shraddha. Not only towards Damodar, but also faith in his associates. And then you'll have Sambandha with them. And then, by the power of their mercy, he will know you'll have so much utkanta for his seva. And Bhagwan, what does he do? He becomes very happy when he sees one relishing this rasa. And Bhagwan is always present in that place where they're doing his kirtan. He's seen Braja, the Asuras came. They came in his childhood. So how can they enter Braj, these demons? Because Braj is protected by Yog Maya. So who can enter Braj? Once Kansa, he was thinking, oh, Vasudeva has hid his sons in Nanda's house. Balram and Krishna, I'll go to Vrindavan and kill them. Then only will I be happy. What did Kansa do? He took his weapons and then he tried entering into Gokul. Then there was an old lady wearing white cloth. Now she was wearing saffron cloth. She had white hair. Very beautiful, although. Then she asked Kansa, where are you going? He's trying to enter into Gokul by force. Then she caught him by his hair. And she said, without my order, no one can enter Vraj Bhumi. If you want to enter inside, then take my permission. Then you can enter inside. So Kansa, he tried then going past her. Then she caught him by the hair. And she threw him inside the kunda. And when he drowned in this kunda, when he came out, he saw he became an old lady. He didn't have even one single tooth. His hair had all fallen off. And they say, Purnamasi Yogamaya, she tied a rope to his nose, tied him around a tree. And then she told the Vrajavasis, every time you see this old lady, give her one nice slap. And you go inside and you come outside. Slap her nicely. And what should give for her? To eat, give her some small piece of roti and always keep beating her. Why? Because Kansa, How can he enter? When Yokuma herself is there. No demon can enter Raj. So then the Rajavasis are always following Yogamaya. Yogamaya in an order. So then they started beating Kansa. And this is so many years passed. Now Kansa, he didn't come to his palace. So then one day, Paramasi told him, will you ever come to Gokul? He said no. Will you disturb them? He said no. And then she released him and threw him outside into the pond, and then again he ran away from there. And therefore he never used to come to Vraj. He used to do everything from Mathura, but he himself never came to Vraj. Therefore, without desire of Bhagavati, no one can enter Vraj. And how do these demons enter? Because these demons, they were suffering so much because of their demoniac activities. So Yogamaya was thinking, if they have darshan with the Vrajavasis, if they touch Krishna, this way they were all thinking of killing Krishna. But still, by the touch of Krishna, by his darshan, and by darshan of his parikars, their minds changed. They heard Bhagwan's Leela Katha in Mathura from Kansa himself. Kansa would listen every day, what is Krishna doing here? All the demons would also listen. This Leela Katha is very competent to remove all our kupravrittis, sinful tendencies, all anarthas, karma bandhan, everything can be removed. They listen to this Leela Katharas. Therefore, Kansa, for 10 years after Krishna appeared, he was still alive. He was only thinking about Krishna. So he became absorbed. Therefore, this Leela Rashikarini, if this Leela Katha is being spoken anywhere, then you should listen to this Leela Katha always. First, let's never have this, let's never be lazy, listen to this Katha. This Katha is very potent. It is Shravana Mangalam, very auspicious to listen to this Katha. It's the very life of a devotee. And the poets are always singing of this Katha. By listening to it, immediately you'll have Mangal, auspiciousness. And even though we're suffering so much by these threefold miseries, still, by listening to Bhagavan's Katha, our lives will become very happy. Therefore, to listen to this Leela Katha is the best form of Anuragmai Sadhan. To listen to the glories of Rajavasis. So the author is saying, if you want to remember Krishna and say what to Bhagavan, then listen to the Rajavasis and their glories. Seva Sadhaguru Pena Siddha Rupana Chatari Tadbhava Lipsana Karya Vraja Lokanu Sarata. Because Rajavasis are always doing Kirtan of Bhagavan's glories. The Vrajavasis, they don't have any other business other than this. Therefore, Vrajavasis are always living in Braj. Always rolling in the dust of Braj. They're always doing Kirtan of Nandanandan's Leela. Oh, the Leelas you found in Radhakund, Govardhan. All the 84 miles of Braj. This is the best form of Shravan Kirtan, to listen to his Leela Katha in Braj. Wherever this Leela Katha is being spoken, go there. Where Lalita, Vishaka, the Manjaris are always listening to are always doing Kirtan themselves. And so, we're praying to them, surely we'll have this good facility. Because Baladeva himself is in Braj. No one could bind Baladev. Manandanandan was bound. Means, because they know that Krishna was bound, Baladev was with him. Radharani is also there. Maybe he's Sachidananda Vigraha. Baladev is a predominant native of Sandini Shakti. Krishna is of Samvit. And Srimati Radhika, she is of Halladini. Therefore, it is not easy to bind Krishna alone. Therefore, morning to evening, the rope was always two fingers short. Why? By surrendering to Guru, to Bhagwan, and by taking shelter of his Shakti, then Bhagwan immediately was bound. Therefore, you should always remember these unlimited pastimes, do Shravan Kirtan. In this way, we will achieve our Sarvasiddhi by this way. So, Bhagwan himself is worshipping these bhaktas. He is doing Stavastati, he is praying. Krishna himself is saying, that one goes to Radha Kund and in this way, when the wind blowing from Radharani's veil touches Krishna, then he becomes very, he feels that I've become most fortunate. So by doing Shravan Kirtan of Bhagwan's Lila Katha, Bhagwan is always be present in your heart. Therefore, the bhaktas are very dear to Bhagwan. Without them, Bhagwan, he doesn't want to listen. Except for listening to the glories, Bhagwan doesn't want to listen to anything else. He doesn't have a relationship with anyone. Therefore, they're praying. Saying, I pray to Lord's feet of Srimati Radhika, Raghunath Das Goswami is praying. Remember her, Karuna. And I'm always doing Kirtan of the glories of her, Karuna. There's no other way other than this, than taking shelter of Srimati Radhika. So if we leave his associates and take shelter anywhere else, then we're cheated. Before Radha Padankita Bhumi, this Radharani's footprints are found everywhere in Raj. Taking a shelter, Krishna is immediately sold to that person. So when the author saw that, now what to do? When he took shelter of Radharani, then he saw that everything he prayed for has been realized in his heart. Therefore, everything has been described in this Damodar Leela. Anandir.